Our Centralia locker room chat, it continues here tonight on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're joined by Panthers boys basketball coach, that is Nick Evans. It is presented by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System as well. Centralia, back-to-back wins since the postponements last week, obviously dealing with the weather, but wins against Washington County, and then most recently on Tuesday night this week against Northeast Kansas, NEK, 69-60, that final score. Coach, let's go back to Tuesday night, just a pretty competitive game across the board, but you guys come away with the 9-point win. Just kind of give us the overall thoughts and takeaways, and what did you see from your team?
We knew we had to, that team can shoot it. I mean, you kind of had to play a different style of defense just because of how many shooters they have, and they're one of the better skilled offensive teams we'll probably see all year. But we knew that when they hit their three that they were going to hit, that we could, I thought we had the advantage inside with our two bigs, so we needed to make sure we were getting at least two back, and I thought we did a good job of working that game plan. I thought our toughness kind of prevailed at the end. It was a good game to have, because it was you had to coach it a little bit different, and you had to scheme it a little bit different than what you've done all year, which is good that they, in a short turnaround, they adjusted and did a good job of it with our game plan.
Yeah, do you feel like it's a good tune-up for the TVL tournament, which starts on Saturday in Frankfurt? You mentioned kind of a different team maybe you're not used to seeing, and what they did was a little bit different than maybe teams you've seen and more familiar with and so on and so forth. Do you see it as a good tune-up for the TVL tournament, which starts this weekend?
Yeah, I do, because boys basketball anymore, I mean, you always will have at least one, probably two, that can hit you from deep, and that's what these guys were. And when you have three or four of them, then you feel pretty comfortable going into TVL and other games that you can cover that better. I thought we did a good job covering it last night.
Well, the time of our conversation here, we don't have the bracket released yet, but I just want to get your initial thoughts on the TVL tournaments. It's going to be kind of structured a little bit differently, obviously, now with Troy not being in the league. You know, it's going to maybe change a couple of games and maybe how the bracket's set up a little bit, but for the most part, probably fairly similar to years past, but one of the funnest tournaments mid-season in the state. I don't think there's any question about it. Just your thoughts on an opportunity to play in it once again here this year, and just kind of the overall initial thoughts on going into a TVL tournament starting on Saturday.
Yeah, it is extremely competitive tournament. I've always said, and any coach in this league would say, that anybody can beat anybody, so you have to go into every game ready to go, and you got to know your game plan, and you can't overlook anybody. And like I said, every coach would say that in this league. It doesn't matter if it's a quote-unquote the bottom of the TVL playing the top end. There's athletes on every single team, scorers on every single team, and everybody, all the teams are extremely competitive. And I think there's really good coaches in this league that do a good job of scheming and make it difficult. And then all these coaches, they know, we all know, you know, typically what everybody has and what you have to do to attempt to contain some of the things that other teams do. So it'll be tough and it'll be fun, and it's kind of just a fun week for everybody.
We do know the Onega postponement from last week. That's going to be later on in February. But again, after, remember a few weeks ago, we were talking about an 0-3 start. You know, three very good teams, but Panthers playing some good ball. Five straight wins, now 5-3, getting set for the TVL tournament, which starts Saturday over in Frankfurt. That is Nick Evans, boys basketball coach for the Panthers. Coach, we always appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week in the middle of the TVL tournament. We appreciate it.
Thank you.